We appreciate so much the special music and special numbers you've had this week. It's just been fantastic. And that sort of prepares our hearts, of course, each night for the message and for the wonderful Word of God. But let me say it's been a real joy and privilege for my wife and I to be here. And we've always enjoyed this church. And as I mentioned, Sunday I was here, of course, in way back in the beginning, back when it was in the house, and packed out that house. And then on, of course, to the building here and the additions that are here. And it's thrilling. It is thrilling to serve the Lord and live for Him. And so we appreciate your faithfulness each night and appreciated those in chapel. It's been my privilege this week to speak each morning to the chapel, to all the grades, and try to challenge them with some truth from the wonderful Word of God and the decisions that were made by young people this morning, of course, in that chapel service. But thank you again for your love and kindness, for the food and fellowship and blessing, and pray for us as we leave. We'll be leaving in the morning. We'll be in Watertown, of course, Sunday, this coming Sunday. Then we head back to Colorado and be in Montana and Colorado in meetings. And then, of course, we'll be home for Christmas and December and whatever. Then we head out again in January, where we'll be in meetings week after week, week after week. And we'll not get back to Colorado until in June. And so we need people to pray for us and uphold us in prayer. But it's wonderful to serve the Lord. It's a great, great adventure to serve Him and be able to share with folk the wonderful truth from the Word of God. If you have your Bible tonight, turn with me to Luke chapter 16, the Gospel of Luke chapter 16. And I want to start reading with verse number 19 and read to the end of the chapter. As we look at this passage of Scripture, it tells us the story of two men, two individuals that made their last stop. And I'm really concerned today about the multitude of people that are traveling down the highway of life. And I think of it often as we travel, some of those folk are making their last stop. Their last stop. We were in Buffalo, New York, in a meeting there. And a dear lady, of course, got ready for work, said goodbye to her family, and then stopped on the way at a restaurant to get a cup of coffee and visit with those that where she stopped every morning. And she traveled that highway, a semi loaded with rolls of steel, big rolls of steel, broke loose, and came down that highway, jumped over the center, and so on, and rolled over her car. And that dear lady made her last stop. Last stop. Tragic, terrible, and we see it all the time. And so it's important for us to understand the truth from the Word of God that we might be prepared for our last stop. When I come back to this church again, some of you dear folk aren't going to be here because you're going to make that last stop. But here in Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 19, we read, "There was a certain rich man was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and Lazarus likewise Lazarus evil things.